MP57 recording length 36 minutes and 45 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 57 Planetary Nebula M57, NGC 6720, Type 4 plus 3, in Lyra Ring Nebula M57.jpg, Right Ascension 18, 53.6, H:M, declination plus 33, 02, Deg:M, distance 2.3, Cli, visual brightness 8.8, Mag, apparent dimension 1.4x1.0, Arc Min, discovered by Antoine Darquier de Pelpoix in 1779. The famous ring nebula Messier 57, Million 57, NGC 6720, is often regarded as the prototype of a planetary nebula, and a showpiece in the northern hemisphere's summer sky. Recent research has confirmed that it is, most probably, actually a ring, Taurus, of bright light-emitting material surrounding its central star, and not a spherical, or ellipsoidal, shell, thus coinciding with an early assumption by John Herschel. Viewed from this equatorial plane, it would thus more resemble the Dumble Nebula M27 or the Little Dumble Nebula M76 than its appearance we know from here. We happen to view it from near one pole. This is contrary to the belief expressed e.g. in Kenneth Glenn Jones' book. There are even indications from investigations of deep observations such as George Jacobi's deep photos obtained at Kitt Peak National Observatory that the overall shape might be more that of a cylinder viewed along the direction of the axis than that of a ring, i.e., we are looking down a tunnel of gas ejected by a star at the end of its nuclear burning life. Eventually, these observations have given evidence that the equatorial ring or cylinder has lobe-shaped extensions in polar directions, similar to those found in deep images of M76, but even more resembling other planetaries like NGC 6302, CEG the review by Sun Kwok, 2000. The deep observations also show an extended halo of material extending off to over 3.5 arc minutes. Hines gives 216 arc seconds, quoting Marino and Lopez, 1987, remainders of the star's earlier stellar winds. The halo was discovered in 1935 by J.C. Duncan. Duncan, 1935. Our color photo, taken with the 200-inch Hale telescope at MT Palomar, shows that the material of the ring is exposing a decreasing ionization level with increasing distance from the 100,000 to 120,000 k-hot central star. The innermost region appears dark as it emits merely UV radiation, while in the inner visible ring, greenish forbidden light of ionized oxygen and nitrogen dominates the color, and in the outer region, only the red light of hydrogen can be excited. The central star was discovered in 1800 by the German astronomer Friedrich von Hahn, 1742-1805, with a 20-foot Florida reflector. This object is a planet-sized white dwarf star, which shines at about 15th magnitude. It is the remainder of a sun-like star, probably ones of more mass than our Sun, which has blown away its outer envelopes at the end of its mirror-like phase of evolution. Now over 100,000 k-hot, it will soon start to cool down, shine as a white dwarf star for a while of several billions of years, and then eventually end as a cold black dwarf. As for most planetary nebulae, the distance to the ring nebula M57 is not very well known. In case of this nebula, however, attempt was made to relate its angular expansion rate of roughly 1 arc second per century with its radial expansion velocity. These results, however, were based on wrong assumptions of the geometry of this nebula, presuming a spherical shape. Therefore, until recently, only rough estimates could be made, based on various theoretical assumptions and models. The following distance values have been given: 4100 Li, K.M. Cudworth 1974. Malas/Kramer, 1410 Li, Kenneth Glenn Jones, 2000-2500 Li, Varenberg, 2000 Li, Sky Catalog 2000.0, more than 2000 Li, Merton/Allen's Catalog of the Universe, 5000 Li, Charton/Wimmer's Skybine, 3000 Li, Wine, and 1000-2000 Li, Sun Kwok, 2000. A good value for the distance still needs to be determined, e.g., parallax by Hubble Space Telescope, but recently improved CCD techniques was used at the U.S. Naval Observatory. Asano, to determine a trigonometric parallax for the central star of M57, yielding 2300 Li, Harris et.al., 1997, see also STSCI/NASA, January 1999. From the expansion rate of 1 arcsecond per century given above, the age of the nebula can be roughly estimated under the assumption of constant expansion. For its extension of 60x80 arcseconds, this yields a time of expansion of about 6,000 to 8,000 years. As most planetary nebulae, the ring is much brighter visually at magnitude 8.8 than photographically at only 9.7 meg, a consequence of the fact that most light is emitted in very few particular spectral lines. See the discussion in our planetary nebulae page. Assuming a distance of 2,300 light-years, this corresponds to an absolute magnitude of 0.3 visually, plus 0.5 photographically, or an intrinsic brightness of about 50 to 100 times that of our Sun. Even the 14.7 mag central star, of the size of a terrestrial planet, is only little fainter than our Sun with an absolute magnitude of about plus 5 or 6. Its apparent dimension of 1.4 arc minutes corresponds to a linear diameter of 0.9 light years, 5.5 trillion miles or 8.8 trillion km, or 60,000 astronomical units. The halo extending out to a diameter of 2.4 light years, the mass of the nebular matter has been estimated at about 0.2 solar masses, the density at about 10,000 ions per ccm, cm³. Its chemical composition has been determined as follows. On each FLR, Florida, atom, the ring nebula contains 4.25 million atoms of hydrogen, H, 337,500 helium, He, 2,500 oxygen, O, 1,250 nitrogen, N, 375 neon, No, 225 sulfur, S, 30 argon, R, and 9 chlorine, Cl. Atoms. It is expanding at 20 to 30 km/s, and approaching us at 21 km/s. M57 images by Finnish astronomers have shown a star which is superimposed, before or behind, over the ring. For amateurs, it is always a challenge to identify the faint central star of the ring. Note Tom Pollock's photometric data of stars around M57 and the photometry of M57 field stars, by Brian Skiff. M57 was the second planetary nebula to be discovered, in January 1779, 15 years after the first one, M27 Antoine Darquier de Pellepoy, Darquier, who discovered the Ring Nebula only a few days before Charles Messier found and catalogued it, described it as a dull nebula, but perfectly outlined, as large as Jupiter and looks like a fading planet. This comparison to a planet may have influenced William Herschel, who found the objects of this type resembling the planet newly discovered by him, Uranus, and introduced the name planetary nebulae. Herschel described M57 as a perforated nebula, or ring of stars. This was the first mention of the ring shape. Godley, the inventor of the name planetary nebula, did not count this most prominent representative in this object class, but described it as a curiosity of the heavens, a peculiar object. Herschel also identified some of the superimposed stars, and correctly assumed that none of them seems to belong to it. M57 is very easy to locate as it is situated between Beta and Gamma Lyrae, at about one-third the distance from Beta to Gamma. It can be seen with binoculars as an almost stellar object, difficult to identify just because of its small apparent diameter. In smaller amateur telescopes, the ring becomes apparent at about 100 magnification, with a darker middle. A 12 mag star is east of the planetary nebula, about 1 of the center. If ever color is notable, the ring nebula appears slightly greenish, not unexpected because most of its light is emitted in few green spectral lines. Even in small scopes, a slight ellipticity can be noted, with major axis in a position angle of about 60 deg. With increasing aperture and under good condition, more and more detail becomes visible. But even in large instruments, the central star will be apparent only under exceptionally good conditions, or with the help of filters. In large instruments, several very faint foreground or background stars can be glimpsed within the nebula's extension under very good conditions. Of the neighboring stars, Beta Lyrae, Chiliac, is a notable eclipsing binary. with components of spectral type B7 and A8, varying between Mag 3.4 and 4.4 with a period of 12.91 days. Gamma Lyrae, Silophid, Arabid for tortoise, is a giant of spectral type B9II and Mag 3.2 with a Mag 12 companion at 13.8, distance and position angle 300 deg, the 0.4, small and 14.4 Mag faint galaxy Ike-1296 is situated just 4 NW of M57 and can be found with large instruments. Messier 57 observations and descriptions discovered by Antoine Darquier de Peltoy in January 1779, discovered independently by Charles Messier on January 31, 1779. Messier, M57, January 31, 1779 57 18 8 45 meters 21s, 281 D 20, 08, plus 32 D 46, 03. A cluster of light between Gamma and Beta Lyrae, discovered when looking for the comet of 1779, which has passed it very close. It seems that this patch of light, which is round, must be composed of very small stars. With the best telescopes it is impossible to distinguish them. There stays only a suspicion that they are there. M. Messier reported this patch of light on the chart of the comet of 1779. M. Darquier, at Toulouse, discovered it when observing the same comet, and he reports, a nebula between Gamma and Beta Lyrae. It is very dull, but perfectly outlined. It is as large as Jupiter and resembles a planet which is fading. From Memoir on the Comet of 1779, Memacid for 1779, P318-372 plus PLXIV. Messier's discovery announce of M57, P320. On January 31, 1779, in the morning, when comparing in this morning the comet C/1779A1 Bode, Messier's 17th comet, with Beta in Lyrae, I have perceived with the refractor a small cluster of light, which has appeared to me to be composed of very small stars, which one could not distinguish with the instrument. This rounded cluster of light was placed between Gamma and Beta Lyrae. On September 3, I have once more examined that light with an achromatic refractor, which I had made to magnify about 120 times. I could not recognize, as for the first time, if it was composed of small stars. Here is its position. I have also reported it on the chart of the apparent route of the comet, a nebula right northern between Gamma and Beta Lyrae ascension declination January 31, 1779 in the morning 281 D 20, 8. 32 D 46, 3, P 352, Ra, 281.208, December, 32.463 North, number 11, in Lyrae, discovered January 31, 1779, Darquier supplement zu Flamsteds-Stern Verzeichnis, von H.E.R. and Darquier zu Toulouse, supplement to Flamsteds star catalog, by Mr. Darquier of Toulouse. Astronomisches Jahrbuch für das Jahr 1784, p. 190-200, here p. 199, Ra 281 D 20, 50, 18 8 45 meters 19s, Dec 32 D 45, 59, North, Nebula. This nebula, to my knowledge, has not yet been noticed by any astronomer. One can only see it with a very good telescope. It is not resembling any of those nebula, already known. It has the apparent dimension of Jupiter, as perfectly round and as HRPLY limited. Its dull glow resembles the dark part of the moon before the first and after the last quarter. Meanwhile, the center appears a bit less pale than the remaining part of its surface. Bode 1781, supplement zu Flamsteds-Stern Verzeichnis, von H.E.R. and Darquier zu Toulouse, supplement to Flamsteds star catalog, by Mr. Darquier of Toulouse. Astronomisches Jahrbuch für das Jahr 1784, p. 190-200, here p. 199. I have clearly seen this nebula between Beta and Gamma in Lyrae, which was not yet known to know. In the night between August 27 and 28 of this year 1781, for the first time with a 3-foot Florida Dion telescope, William Herschel 1785, PTLXXV equals 75. 1785, p. 213-66, here p. 263, reprinted in Scientific Papers, Volume I, p. 257, A Perforated Nebula, or Ring of Stars. Among the curiosities of the heavens should be placed a nebula that has a regular, concentric, dark spot in the middle, and is probably a ring of stars. It is of an oval shape, the shorter axis being to the longer as about 83 to 100, so that, if the stars form a circle, its inclination to a line drawn from the sun to the center of this nebula must be about 56 degrees. The light is of the resolvable kind, i.e., mottled, and in the northern side three very faint stars may be seen, as also one or two in the southern part. The vertices of the longer axis seem less bright and not so well defined as the rest. There are several small stars very bare, but none seems to belong to it. It is the 57th of the Connaissance des Temps Messier's catalogue. Fig. 5 is a representation of it. PT 1814, P261, SP2P527, Canis 57057 equals and GC6720, is an oval nebula with an eccentric oval dark space in the middle. There is a strong suspicion of its consisting of stars. The diameter, measured by the large 10 feet, is 128.3. PT 1818, P445, SP2P599, the 57th of the Connaissance, M57 equals and GC6720, 1782, 7 feet telescope. I suspect it to consist of very small stars. In the middle it seems to be dark. 1783, 1805, 1806, 10 feet telescope. With 130 it seems to be a rim of stars, but with 350 there remains a doubt. It is a little oval. The dark place in the middle is also oval. One side of the bright margin is a little narrower than the other. 1784, 1799, 20 feet telescope. It is an oval with a dark place within. The light is resolvable. 240 showed several small stars near, but none that seems to belong to it. It is near 2 minutes in diameter. 1805, large 10 feet telescope, by a meridian passage of 7 seconds of sidereal time. The diameter is 1.28.4. By the observation with a 20 feet telescope, the profundity of the stars of which it probably consists must be of higher than 900th order, perhaps 950. John Herschel, 1833, H2023, H2023 equals M57, sweep 198, August 1, 1829, Ra 18847 meters 13.2s, NPD 57D10, 37, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, the annular nebula in Lyra. The diameter of the ellipse in Ra equals 6s.5. It has a small star F exactly on the parallel of the center, and distant from the edge rather more than the breadth of the ring. The annular nebula in Lyra. The diameter of the ellipse in Ra is 6.5, unsure value. It has a small star following east of, exactly on the parallel of the center, and distant from the edge rather more than the breadth of the ring. Sweep 197, July 31, 1829, Ra 18847 meters 13.4s, NPD 57D11, 7, 1830.0, annular neb between Beta and Gamma Lyrae, pose of longer axis of annulus equals 57.0 by micrometer. The small asterisk F is almost exactly on the parallel of its center. Dist about equals breadth of the ring. The central vacuity is not black. A nebulous light fills it. The edges are not sharply cut off, very slightly ill-defined. See Fig. 29. Annular nebula between Beta and Gamma Lyrae. Position angle of longer axis of annulus is 57.0 deg by micrometer. The small faint star following is almost exactly on the parallel of its center. Distance about the same as the breadth of the ring. The central vacuity is not black. A nebulous light fills it. The edges are not sharply cut off, very slightly ill-defined. See Fig. 29. Sweep 199, August 5, 1829, Ra 18847 meters 17.6s, NPD 57D11, 31, 1830.0, Ra not good. The sweeping zero having been interrupted by the disturbing effect of the side motion in viewing object. Sweep 168, August 19, 1828, NPD 57D13, +/, 1830.0, no rock, very rough PD, viewed, diameter in rod equals 5s.375 by mean of 4 careful obs, the star following it equals 11 meters, it follows the center by 4s.31, and its pose from the center equals 96 deg.4 by microm. The neb has a mottled look, and be the mottled look, however, is something quite different from the appearance called resolvable. No rock, very rough PD. Viewed, diameter in rod is 5.375s by mean of 4 careful observations. The star following it is of 11th magnitude. It follows the center by 4.31s, and its position angle from the center is 96.4 deg by micrometer. The nebula has a mottled look, and be the mottled look, however, is something quite different from the appearance called resolvable. Appendix. Figure on plate X. Figure 29. Number 2023. 1,057. Ra 18847 meters 13s. NPD 57D11. Fig 29. MES 57. An annular nebula in Lyra. It is ill represented. The edges exhibit a curdled and confused appearance, like stars out of focus. The interior is far from absolutely dark. It is filled with a feeble but very evident nebulous light, which I do not remember to have seen noticed by former observers. Comparing figures 25,051, 27,064, 28HV.19, and GC891, 29 and 48H413, and GC6894, it will appear that the annular form, or an approach to it, as one of those which nebulae affect, and taken in connection with the ring of Saturn or the Milky Way, may lead us to conceive some kind of analogy, however obscure, may subsist in all those cases. Smythe, DCLXIX 669, M57, DCLXIX 57 million Lyrae, R18847 meters 37s, Dec and 32D50.1 mean epoch of observation. 1835.57 July 1835, withdrawing, this annular nebula, between beta and gamma on the cross piece of the Lyre, forms the apex of a triangle which it makes with two stars of the ninth magnitude, and its form is that of an elliptic ring, the major axis of which trends SP to NFSW to NO. This wonderful object seems to have been noted by Darquier, in 1779, but neither he nor his contemporaries, Messier and Gain, discerned its real form, seeing in this aureola of glory only a mass of light in the form of a planetary disk, very dingy in color. Sir W. Herschel called it a perforated resolvable nebula, and justly ranked it among the curiosities of the heavens. He considered the vertices of the longer axis less bright and not so well defined as the rest, and he afterwards added, by the observations of the 20-foot telescope, the profundity of the stars, of which it probably consists, must be of a higher than the 900th order, perhaps 950. This is a vast view of the ample and inconceivable dimensions of the spaces of the universe, and if the oft-sighted cannonball, flying with the uniform velocity of 500 miles an hour, would require millions of years to reach Sirius, what an incomprehensible time it would require to pass so overwhelming an interval as 950 times the distance, and yet, could we arrive there, by all analogy, no boundary would meet the eye, but thousands and ten thousands of other remote and crowded systems would still bewilder the imagination. In my refractor this nebula has a most singular appearance, the central vacuity being black, so as to countenance the trite remark of its having a hole through it. Under favorable circumstances, when the instrument obeys the smooth motion of the equatorial clock, it offers the curious phenomenon of a solid ring of light in the profundity of space. The annexed sketch affords a notion of it. Sir John Herschel, however, with the superior light of his instrument, found that the interior is far from absolutely dark. It is filled, he says, with a feeble but very evident nebulous light, which I do not remember to have been noticed by former observers. Since Sir John's observation, the powerful telescope of Lord Rosse has been directed to this subject, and under powers 600, 800, and 1000, it displayed very evident symptoms of resolvability at its minor axis. The fainter nebulous matter which fills it, was found to be irregularly distributed, having several stripes or wisps in it, and the regularity of the outline was broken by appendages branching into space, of which prolongations the brightest was in the direction of the major axis. Lord Rossville, Trans 1844, p. 321-324, drawing on plate XVIII, Fig 29, on his observation with his 3 feet, 36 inch, aperture telescope, the annular nebula in Lyra, 2 is the star in Sir John Herschel's sketch. I have inserted the 6 other stars as in some degree tests of the power of a telescope. Near star 3 there are 2 very minute stars seen with great difficulty. The others are easily seen whenever the night is sufficiently good to show the nebula well. The filaments proceeding from the edge become more conspicuous under increasing magnifying power within certain limits, which is strikingly characteristic of a cluster. Still, I do not feel confident that it is resolvable. I am, however, disposed to think that it was never examined when the instrument was in as good order, and the night as favorable, as on several occasions when the resolvable character of Fig 26,027 was ascertained. Actually, neither of these nebulae is resolvable into stars. H.F. Webb, the only annular neb accessible by common telescopes, fortunately easily found, 1/3 of the distance from beta towards gamma Lyrae. It is somewhat oval, and bears magnifying well. Its light I have often imagined fluctuating and unsteady, like that of other plan neb, an illusion arising probably from an aperture too small for the object. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4447. GC 4447 equals H 2023 equals M 57. Darkier, Ra 18848 meters 20.1s, NPD 57D8, 57.2, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, annular nebula, B, PL, CD, in Lyra, 14 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, magnificent, annular-shaped nebula, bright, pretty large, considerably extended elongated, in Lyra, remark, figures in, PT 33JH 1833, plate the second. Fig 29, PT 44, Lord Ross 1844, plate 6, Fig 29, asterisk, Dar. M. Derest's inaugural dissertation and description of the Copenhagen Equatorial, 1861, plate the second, Fig 5, asterisk, number 4447, PT 44, 6, Fig 29, there is an error in this figure, 4DECL 32-49. N. Reed 22-49, N. Huggins on the spectra of some of the nebulae, Phil, Trans, Roysock, Volume 154, 1864, p. 437-444, here p. 440, number 4447, 2023-857,000,000 R. 18848 meters 20s, NPD 57D8, 57.2. An annular nebula, bright, pretty large, considerably elongated, in Lyra, plus, the apparent brightness of this nebula, as seen in the telescope, is probably due to its large extent, for the faintness of its spectrum indicates that it has a smaller intrinsic brightness than the nebulae already examined. The brightest of the 3 lines was well seen. I suspected also the presence of the next in brightness. No indication whatever of a faint spectrum. The bright line looks remarkable, since it consists of 2 bright dots corresponding to sections of the ring, and between them was not darkness, but an excessively faint line joining them. This observation makes it probable that the faint nebulous matter occupying the central portion is similar in constitution to that of the ring. The bright line was compared with the induction spark, plus. Lord Ross, in his description of this nebula, remarks, the filaments proceeding from the edge become more conspicuous under increasing magnifying power within certain limits, which is strikingly characteristic of a cluster. Still, I do not feel confident that it is resolvable. Philosophical Transactions, 1844, p. 322, and plate XIX, Fig 29. In 1850, Lord Ross further remarks, I have not yet sketched it with the 6-foot instrument, because I have never seen it under favorable circumstances. The opportunities of observing it well on the meridian are comparatively rare. owing to twilight. It was observed 7 times in 1848, and once in 1849. The only additional particulars I collect from the observations are that the central opening has considerably more nebulosity, and there is one pretty bright star in it, SF the center, and a few other very minute stars. In the sky round the nebula and near it there are several very small stars which were not before seen, and therefore the stars in the dark opening may possibly be merely accidental. In the annulus, especially at the extremities of the minor axis, there are several minute stars, but there was still much nebulosity not seen as distinct stars. Philosophical Transactions, 1850, p. 506. Nothing additional since 1844, except a star SF the middle. Philosophical Transactions, 1861, p. 732, +. Already in 1850 Lord Rosse had discovered a connection in general plan of structure between some of the nebulae which present small planetary disks in ordinary telescopes, and the annular nebula in Lyra. His words are, "There were but 2 annular nebulae known in the northern hemisphere when Sir John Herschel's catalogue was published. Now there are 7, as we have found that 5 of the planetary nebulae are really annular. Of these objects, the annular nebula in Lyra is the one in which the form is the most easily recognized." Philosophical Transactions, 1850, p. 506, p. 442. It is obvious that the nebulae 37 HIV, NGC 3242, Struve 6, NGC 6572, 73 HIV, NGC 6826, 1 HIV, NGC 7009, 57 million, 18 HIV, NGC 7662, and 27 million can no longer be regarded as aggregations of suns after the order to which our own sun and the fixed stars belong. We have with these objects to do no longer with a special modification only of our own type of suns, but find ourselves in the presence of objects possessing a distinct and peculiar plan of structure. In place of an incandescent solid or liquid body transmitting light of all refrangibilities through an atmosphere which intercepts by absorption a certain number of them, such as our sun appears to be, we must probably regard these objects, or at least their photosurfaces, as enormous masses of luminous gas or vapor, for it is alone from matter in the gaseous state that light consisting of certain definite refrangibilities only, as is the case with the light of these nebulae, is known to be emitted. De rest sidrum nebulosorum observations Hevniensis, drawing on p. 334, Dreyer, 1877, GC 4447, H 2023-57, drawings in De rest, SN, p. 334, and in Holden, Washington, OBS, 1874, Plate VI, Fig 2, Volume VIII of the Annals of the Observatory of Harvard College, which was received at Bicker Castle in the summer 1877, contains lithographs from drawings by Mr. Tuvalot of the following nebulae: GC 116,031, PL 33, 1179,042, PL 24, Woodbury type, 4230,013, and 4294,092, place 25, 4355,020. Place 32, 4447,057, place 34, 4532,027, place 35, Dreyer, NGC 6720, NGC 6720 equals GC 4447 equals H2023, M57, Barkier, Ra 18848 meters 23s, NPD 57D8.6, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, ring, B, PL, C, in Lyra, equals M57 magnificent, ring-shaped, bright, pretty large, considerably extended elongated, in Lyra, remark, figures in, PT33JH 1833, plate the second, fig 29. PT 44 Lord Rosse 1844, plate 6, fig 29, asterisk, dot derest, instrumentum magnum equatrium, Havni, 1861, plate the second, fig 5, dot 2 derest, sidrum nebulosorum observations Havniensis, 1867, p. 334, Wash, Holden and Trouvelot, Washington Observations, 1874, App I, Plate VI, Fig 2, H.C. Winlock and Trouvelot, Annals of Harvard Observatory, Volume VI, Plate 34, Curtis Descriptions of 762 Nebulae and Clusters Photographed with the Crossley Reflector, PUBL, Lickobs, Number 13, Part 1, P9, 42, and GC 6720, RA equals 18:49.9, DEC equals plus 32:54, PUBL, Lickobs, Volume VII, Plate 59, M57, The Well-Known Ring Nebula in Lyra, Planetary, see the sketch included in the paper on planetary nebulae description below, 5SN, The Planetary Nebulae, PUBL, Lickobs, Number 13, Part 3, P5574, Withdrawing and Lickby/W Photo, Fig 46 and 46A, and GC 6720, 18849.9 meters, plus 32D54, The Ring Nebula in Lyra, exposures 1 meter to 2H, Central Star Magn, 15.5 visual, Burnham, and about 13 photographically. The outside dimensions are about 83x59. In PA66 Deg, the structural details of this well-known and remarkably complex object are accentuated in the drawing Fig 46. Relics 6. Content Karasiev Seds. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. Accessed September 20, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.